Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like as of Thursday, kids between the ages of 12 and 15 could get vaccinated for COVID. Now, this is great news from a public health standpoint and an epidemiological standpoint. A lot of parents, however, are kind of apprehensive. They were almost enjoying the little bit of breather they had in terms of, whoa, really, the vaccine's not available for kids? Oh, well, all right. And now that the vaccine is available, parents have to make a decision. Now, you would think it would be an easy decision, right? You know, you see people dying of COVID. We hear the other variants are affecting kids. In Brazil, I guess babies are dying of COVID. In India, younger individuals are getting COVID. We're starting to see more kids make up some of the hospitalizations of COVID here in the U.S. So you would think it would be an easy decision, but it's not for parents. And I get that. As a parent, I get that. I'm pro-vaccine, but I get that parents have apprehension. I did. You know, it's your baby. It's your baby. And you want to make sure that you're making the best decision possible. And you don't want to do something to that baby that could unfortunately harm them. And if you aren't 100% sure, you hesitate. Eventually, you do make the right decision, but you still hesitate. And you don't hesitate because you're a bad mom. You don't or a bad parent. You don't hesitate because you're, like the media likes to make it sound, you're wacko. You hesitate because you love the child. It's because you're such a good parent that you're stopping and looking at the data. So, looks like the data coming out of the Pfizer study looks pretty good. They looked at 2,200 12 to 15 year olds, because right now the Pfizer shot can be given 16 on up. Can't give the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, or AstraZeneca over 18, but with Pfizer, it was already cleared for 16 year olds. So now all they had to do was look at the next group, the 12 to 15. And they said that the trials have shown no alarming safety issues. And so we believe it's going to get emergency authorization and start being given to 12 to 15 year olds. So 12 year olds are 7th grade middle school. 6th to 7th grade when people turn 12. Now, then the next question is, okay, well, what about the 6 year olds? What about the 6 month olds? So there are trials for those under 12. And those trials are going to be a little tricky, because with the 12 to 15, there's not a lot of other vaccines they're getting. You know, so you don't have to worry about interacting with other vaccines. You know, remember they said to separate the COVID shot from the flu shot by, I think, at least a month? It's because they wanted, or it was either 2 weeks to a month, I have to double check, because they didn't want there to be any interaction. They wanted the immune system to do what it needed to do in terms of making the antibodies. But kids, oh my gosh. Now, kids are getting a shot at 2 months, a shot at 4 months, a shot at 6 months, a shot at a year. Maybe some of them at 15 months. And then at the year mark, and then the 4 year mark. So there's so many vaccines that they want to make sure that they're not, unfortunately, going to interact. The other thing, too, is a 6 month old, you can't just extrapolate it mathematically down. So what they're going to do is they're dividing the kids into groups from 6 months to 2 years, I believe from like 2 to 6 and 6 to 12, something like that. Let me see how they're doing the study. So I know they're studying, yeah, good. So there's studies right now being done. They're already starting some at Yale. And, you know, they also have to decide, too, you know, what they're going to do is they're going to start out low and see how much is necessary to make an immune response. And if it turns out that they're too low, then they go up rather than being super strong. Now my question to you all is, if the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, is available as of Thursday to 12 and 15-year-olds, and the vaccine becomes available to the younger kids, are you going to get it for your kids? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was a very easy decision for us adults. Me and my husband, we signed up, got the vaccine. Well, we actually waited a little bit because we wanted to make sure everybody else got one first. But then when it was like, doctors, we need doctors doing this. All right, we did it. We got it done. So we're good. To tell my sons to go and do it, we told our sons, you know, if you guys could get the vaccine, go get it. They'll probably do it, kind of kicking their heels. Remember, you got teenagers. All right, teenagers love being a teenager because they're done with the whole vaccine thing. But to have them to come in, have them come in to do two shots, and to have them do it exactly when they need to, 3 weeks apart, starts to become a little challenge. Now, with children, we've done shots 2 months apart. So many of their vaccine schedules have to be given, you know, a couple months apart and come back for a booster. But one challenge we do have in pediatrics is parents coming in at the right time. Now, fortunately, we catch kids up on vaccines all the time. And if they get their series, for the most part, they're good. But with COVID, we don't want to mess around. And so I think we need to start taking some polls and taking some surveys and getting a little better idea of how parents are going to embrace the pediatric vaccine program. So we've been struggling to reach herd immunity, and I think it's because, what, is it 30% of our population are kids? I forget what percentage. So, yeah, I mean, we're not going to reach herd immunity until we vaccinate the kids. And if we're hearing that many populations are anywhere between 40 to 50% on the, you know, cuff of hedging, whether they want to do it or not, then what is the actual enthusiasm in the parent population? I mean, are kids going, you know, I don't know a lot of 16-year-olds that have gotten the vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine now has been open to 16-year-olds for a while. So, you know, people ask, you know, how many COVID cases really happened in kids? We had at least 3.8 million, and those were the ones that were actually tested. We did have about 1 to 3% hospitalized. About 0.2% of the COVID deaths were children, so it's low. So, would you vaccinate your kids? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, finally, we called this last year, months ago. We called this. Finally, Biden warns anyone taking unemployment who gets offered a, quote, suitable job must take it. Now, he said companies need to provide fair wages and have safe work environments, but they, you know, then they said if companies do that, they will find plenty of workers, but he said anyone collecting unemployment who is offered a suitable job must take the job or lose their unemployment benefits. And so this is something that, gosh, we predicted. It's a no-brainer. And we knew that people were afraid of COVID, and when they were getting an extra $600 a week with their unemployment insurance, they were making more money than their jobs. In fact, there was a report saying, you know, people who made $32,000 before COVID were earning more by staying at home. There were a lot of numbers crunch. And so I saw it. I mean, we all saw that happen. And the reason why we didn't complain too much last year is we knew that people coming back to work were not going to make the same money. So, for example, when I saw that restaurants were being limited to no more than 50% capacity, in fact, I think some were at 35% capacity, how is a food server supposed to make their tips with 25% capacity? So, which means they're coming back to work at a loss, you know, and very difficult to support themselves. So with that, it was no shock there. I mean, it's just no surprise. So, you know, and in terms of the amount of money and tips that people lost, they're like, okay, they can at least gain a little bit, and then that money will go back into the economy. But then next administration comes in and says, well, we're going to increase or we're going to continue the benefits. What Trump had wanted to do is say, okay, let's do 400, but we'll do 300 and 100 will have to come from the states. And the reason why Trump had said that, suggested that, was because then the states, if they were really having trouble keeping up the unemployment, they'll probably be a little bit more inclined to reopen some of the industries that were forced to close so they wouldn't have to have so many people desperate and on unemployment. The Biden administration didn't like that. They were like, look, we'll just do the 400. But rather than having an end when we expect it to open up the end of spring or the summer, so I'm thinking June 1, they decided to make it all the way until September, I think like September 6th. And I'm thinking to myself, why doesn't it end June 1? And then with a knee-jerk reflex, if we have to, kick it in for another 3 months. I mean, the Democrats run the House and the Senate. They can easily pass it from June to September if they need to, but no. They wanted to enhance the benefits all the way through September. So as companies are starting to open up and restaurants were trying to open up, especially for a busy Mother's Day, people were like, nah. You know, we own a couple salons. And last year when we were able to open up, we, with the PPP money, we had to offer jobs to 90% of our staff in order to have that PPP money, a grant rather than a loan. Well, that was easy. We offered it to 100% of the staff. We offered jobs to 100%. And it was interesting how originally the majority of them said, thank God, because, again, they make more money because of tips, and so they actually made more money than the benefits would give them. But with a couple of them, they were like, I'm going to pass at this time. We're like, okay. Just make sure you reply, because we need to, reply in writing that you're going to pass, because we need to show the bank that we tried to hire all 100% of our payroll. Because remember how the PPP money was decided was based on your payroll. So the amount of money you got was 2.5 times your payroll in 8 weeks. So it would last, or per 4 weeks, I have to double check. So it would allow you to pay for your payroll and then some money to rent, some money to supplies. So we didn't want to be in trouble with the government. And so we wanted to show proof that we offered everybody their job. But once they realized, well, if they turn down the job and it's in writing, they might not be able to get unemployment, everybody actually came back. Now we told them, look, if you don't want to come back, you don't have to. I mean, you know, with COVID, you don't have to. It's just we need to show proof that we offered you the job. But in my state, they wanted to make sure there was also no fraud. Apparently, there was tons of fraud going on with unemployment benefits. And so in our neck of the woods, it was pretty apparent that the unemployment office was not going to want people still drawing unemployment if they had gainful work to get. So employers now... You know, I was fortunate, and my employees are fortunate because they were making really good money with tips, and people have been tipping very nicely, you know, because they're so grateful that salons are open that, you know, it worked out. But for many other people, they're not getting staff. They're just not getting staff. In fact, we're hearing that some of the casinos that haven't been able to be open for months, they don't want somebody that hasn't worked for a year or so. They want somebody that's been kind of currently working off the strip, right, in the non-tourist area. So we're hearing that there's even poaching. They want active workers coming back. Now, and another thing we're also hearing is some of these places of work don't want to try to convince somebody that hasn't been working for a while to come back to work. They want to know this is somebody that wanted to come back to work, so they're not going to have an issue where the person comes back and then wants to quit and get back on unemployment. So it's a very, very tricky time. So employers needed support from their president. And finally, we got it from President Joe Biden. Now, Biden didn't specifically say what he meant by a suitable job, right? He dismissed claims that people could earn more by staying home and collecting unemployment. He said Americans want to work. He said, I think the people who claim Americans won't work, even if they find a good and fair opportunity, underestimate the American people. Well, that's a nice thing to say, but it's unfortunate when people say, look, I'm going to take a loss. I can't take a loss now going back to work. Now, Biden had directed Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh to issue a letter to states to reaffirm that individuals receiving unemployment benefits may not continue to receive benefits if they turn down a suitable job due to a general, non-specific concern about COVID-19. Now, if you remember, they say this usually requires self-reporting, can be unreliable. If you remember, Biden had asked the Secretary of Labor to see if it's legal for anybody who refuses a job to still have rights to their unemployment. But now we're at the position where people are refusing work. Walsh will work with states to reinstate work search requirements for unemployment recipients if health and safety conditions allow. 29 states have already reinstated their work search requirements. So during the COVID pandemic, the work search requirement was moot because there weren't any places open. So for people to get unemployment, asking them to show proof that they went to employers didn't make sense because there were no employers. But now that there's plenty, all right, show us who you asked for a job. And why did they not give you a job? So then employers are like, I did offer her a job. She said no. Or he said no. So administration noted in a fact sheet that acceptable reasons for turning down a job include that the worker has a child at home who cannot go to school because of the COVID pandemic, or that the worker is offered a job at a work site that is out of compliance with federal or state health requirements. Now, that makes some sense because originally Biden had said, look, if somebody's afraid of COVID, they shouldn't have to go back to work and they should be able to refuse work and get their benefits. But now that we have vaccines, now that we have all these rules in place, is fear of COVID still an issue? Yeah, people could still be fearful of COVID, but if you want to get unemployment benefits and you're offered a job that, could be as safe as possible, or you could work from home, you have some splaining to do. And then somebody could say, well, how do we know if our company is not, doing the guidelines is not by the proper guidelines? Well, if people aren't, wearing masks when the state suggests or whatever, that could be out of compliance. So, all right, glad to see the president starting to support employers and employees. The 1-877, Doc Belli, don't go away.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A U.S. senator claims Dr. Anthony Fauci is engaged in research that could lead to another pandemic.
You're fooling with Mother Nature here. You're allowing superviruses to be created. It's very dangerous, and it was a huge mistake to share this with China.
During a hearing on Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky blasting Fauci for what he said was ongoing research in the United States where deadly viruses are created for pandemic research. Dr. Fauci denying the U.S. funded Chinese virus research.
We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute.
It's a brutal day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial has fallen at times over 600 points during trading. Boeing, Home Depot, Disney, and Apple are among the names leading the Dow deep in the red on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. An attorney general in a border state is highlighting the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
As the Biden administration continues to put the U.S.-Mexico border crisis on the back burner, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News President Biden's policies have led to this humanitarian surge.
Sadly, I think that may be part of how people remember this. I mean, this started from his first day in office when he invited people to come in and said, we won't deport you, and look at the results. We knew the results would be similar. We didn't have any idea how bad they'd be. And just going to the border, which I wish he would experience the same thing I've experienced, which is seeing all these kids packed in, high risk of disease, being dealt with by the cartels because they don't get here unless the cartels let them. And the only people I think that are benefiting by this humanitarian crisis are the cartels.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration says more than 1 million Americans have signed up for health coverage during a special enrollment period. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, you know, I've been to 12 different schools. I've, you know, had definitely my share of good teachers. I've had my share of bad teachers. And there were a couple teachers that were kind of sickos. Yeah. And, you know, as a kid, you don't say anything because you don't think you can. You're like, did he really touch me? No. I think you know what? Maybe he just bumped into me. Then it happens again. And you're like, really? But you're too young. You don't know. You know, and I had parents who I was really embarrassed about their temper. And I didn't want to tell them anything that happened in school because I thought they would tear down the school, basically. And then I would be embarrassed or I would have to move to another school. And so I was just so tired of moving. I would like my friends. And so I kept quiet. So kids generally are, and maybe nowadays they're a little tougher. But in my day and age, I mean, we were tough kids. But when it came to assault, we didn't know what was assault. We didn't know. I mean, we were even spanked. I was spanked by teachers. You know? I mean, it was in front of the classroom. I was never spanked in private. So it was just, I think we looked at things differently then than we do now. And now, much of the assault isn't so much touching as it has to do with videotaping and cyber and all sorts of other unfortunate things. For example, apparently there was a Las Vegas middle school teacher who was arrested on charges of sexually assaulting a child. I believe he was sending that child photos of himself naked, or doing lewd acts. I mean, allegedly, faces felony counts of sexually assaulting or exploiting a child under 14, substantially bodily or mental harm, lewdness with a child under 14, and apparently this teacher teaches 8th grade students and 7th grade history. And so when you just see what goes on, and this is really horrifying. In Florida, there was a high school teacher, it's all horrifying, there was a high school teacher who has been jailed now for 15 years, because apparently there's a fashion design classroom. And so the kids would change in it. The girls would change in the classroom. And he was, I guess he had a phone. This was September 2018. And he had a phone secretly recording more than 160 girls changing. About 160 girls, I apologize. He's about 52 years old. And then he would take the videos and cut them up and splice them. And I mean, just a sicko. And so now he's facing prison time. And I mean, if you're a kid, you know, one thing that just is horrifying is when you hear of these cases, you know, where there's videos being taken of people and passed around, or that doctor who was giving patients ketamine and having sex with them while they were asleep, and then they had amnesia and didn't know what happened. And then he tried to claim that they were fetishes, that you know, he and the person was acting out as Sleeping Beauty in that fetish where they would just, yeah, I never tried that. If my husband's like, what do you do? You aren't doing anything. I'm like, oh, I'm pretending to be Sleeping Beauty. So I didn't even think about that. But tragically, these were women that were raped basically by a doctor who was drugging them. And then the images and the video footage had to be viewed by investigators, by cops, by jurors. Imagine what these kids are going through. Not only were they victimized by the guy that was by the man that was videotaping them, but now everybody having to look at the evidence and have to address it and investigate and all that. It's just horrifying. And for any of us that have ever had a video of us, or a picture taken of us that was not to our liking, I mean, we just cringe inside. Imagine being naked. Imagine being, you know, and knowing that it was used for somebody's, you know, fun. It's disgusting. It's tragic. So, and by the way, these are just a handful of cases. I mean, almost every week we hear of some teacher, female or male, sleeping with their students, harassing them, asking them to come into their office and spend ungodly amounts of time with them. And, you know, students are in some of the most vulnerable positions. You know, you would think that in this day and age with the Me Too movement, we've been able to prevent and come up with means. In fact, many schools have Title IX rules where a student, if they feel they're being harassed or they feel something's going wrong, they should be able to go to their principal or to their dean or whatever and have that addressed. And now everybody's allowed due process. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But many students say that they don't feel they're being listened to. And they feel like if they do complain, that there is going to be retribution. Now, so, you know, when stuff like that happened to me, I know I probably did, you know, my gender a disservice not saying something, but I was scared. And I was like, you know what, I'll just brush it off and move on. And I didn't think to save other predators. I just didn't think. So when somebody would grab my butt or run into me in the hall, make it look like an accident, I knew what they were doing, but I'm like, you know what, just, I'm going to move on. And I probably shouldn't have. I probably said something, but I just, in the 90s, you just didn't want to be a whistleblower. That just wasn't something. It just was something that, to me, was even worse than what happens, you know, in the hallway or somebody grabbing your butt or, you know, making it look like an accident. And so, you know, with teachers, I don't understand why we see teachers or nurses or doctors or a whole variety of, you know, people and clergy, why these things happen. And I think when you take a look and you see, and I haven't really looked at the numbers to see which industry has it the most, because I think that would be a false indicator, because there's many industries where people might not complain. There might be people in the medical community, it's like, that was really an exam? Yeah, I had an exam done when I was younger, and I didn't realize it was inappropriate until later because I didn't go to the doctor a lot. So when the nurse was not in the room, and I'm sitting there naked with hardly anything covering me, and the doctor was touching everything, and he really wasn't supposed to. He was just a kidney doctor, and I didn't realize until later that it was inappropriate. So I think, you know, there might be some industries where more of this is happening than others. But unfortunately in schools, this is where kids are undressed. They're undressed in the gym. I hated gym and shower. I didn't want to be naked. You know, and the coach would yell at you. They were like, everybody change now. And you're like, yes, ma'am. You know, and you're like, yeah, hit the showers. And so if you didn't get undressed, you felt you were going to get in trouble. You got yelled at, so you had to. What if there were cameras in there? You know, you don't really have a lot of choice as a kid. You feel forced to do something. And your professor or your teacher or your coach is in a position of power. Your doctor is in a position of power. Your clergy is in a position of power. Now, I look at it as when you see all these cases, it unfortunately does, you know, resemble the general population. And we have animals in our general population, and people act like animals. And they are going to pervade all these industries. We're going to see these people hit any industry. You know, we've seen it in law enforcement. We've seen it in, what, wasn't there a paramedic that was making fun of somebody's boobies or something like that a while back? So unfortunately, you get these rotten apples in any industry. But I'm getting sick and tired of hearing this stuff in schools. And there's got to be a better way. There's got to be more security, because that's just awful. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we have another person accidentally given the wrong dose of Pfizer vaccine. Apparently, a 23-year-old woman was given 6 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Now, this happened in Italy, Noah Hospital in Tuscany. She has been discharged from the hospital, but she was monitored for any adverse reaction. 6 doses instead of 1. Probably because it wasn't diluted. These shots are supposed to be diluted before given. So the woman was administered the vaccine in Noah Hospital. The patient is in good health, no underlying conditions, was kept in the hospital under strict observation for 24 hours, was discharged Monday. I'm sure she was upset. The healthcare worker accidentally filled a syringe with an entire bottle of the vaccine containing a total of 6 doses and only realized her mistake shortly after the shot was administered. She saw 5 empty syringes and realized her mistake. Doctors are going to be monitoring the woman's immune response to the massive dose of vaccine. The woman was able to get the vaccine before other people in her age group because she is an intern in the hospital psychology department. An internal investigation has been opened, and they believe it was just human error and definitively not on purpose. And, yeah, I am sure that the nurse who did that is probably very, very upset with herself. And, it's unfortunate with the chaos. We're still seeing this, right, in May of 2021, months after the shot has come out, you know, that we're seeing people still screw things like this up. But it is interesting. We haven't really heard, thank God, any major events that could have happened with these people getting multiple doses of COVID. Remember, I think it was in a prison. There were people given like 7 times the dose because it wasn't diluted, so they got all 7 shots. But here's the thing. If there is going to be a side effect, I don't think it's the mRNA per se as much as an allergic reaction to the adjuvants. So, you know, we dilute it because we only want you to get X amount of mRNA. That's what was studied. The excess mRNA, I don't think in and of itself is dangerous. I don't. I just believe that it could be some of the other components that might just be a little too much. But I think everybody who's gotten wrong doses are fine. But again, this, you know, when this happens in healthcare settings, you just start to wonder what other things aren't being done correctly. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More research looks like is being done on ecstasy, and if it could help treat or cure PTSD. So apparently 2/3 of people given the MDMA and counseling went into remission 2 months later. 32% who were given placebo did not have diagnosable PTSD by some point or at the same point. So the researchers believe that people receiving the ecstasy or MDMA could be treated for their post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, this isn't anything new. Seeing drugs that are quote-unquote illegal and used for recreation doesn't mean they don't have medicinal properties. This is why I am a fan of us studying marijuana. I believe marijuana has been understudied because of its illegal demarcations and labels. Now, that's not to say I want kids having access to it, but I did support the legalization of it in my state because I wanted it studied. Just because something is an illegal drug doesn't necessarily mean there's not some medicinal benefits. And some of my patients were telling me that the reason why they haven't used X, Y, and Z, or they controlled their blood pressure, or they didn't get diabetes yet, is because this is something they do. And I'm like, this has to be studied. Before I even suggest there being a relationship, can somebody study it? But who is going to study that? Who is going to study people who are willing to admit they smoked marijuana all this time and take a look to see if they develop certain diseases or if it helped treat diseases or if they seem to be immune from some things or another? We know marijuana has been linked to heart attacks and stroke, high blood pressure even at times, weight issues, but there might be also some benefits. So why just marijuana? Why not then look at some of these other medications? And MDMA, known as Molly, is kind of a popular nightclub drug. We see it in raves and, you know, a lot of scenes. And users will describe feeling euphoric, open, connected to themselves and those around them. And scientists have long suspected that maybe that could be used for people that are so traumatized that they just can't, their mind can't see anything else. Now, MDMA is a Schedule 1, one of the most severe in terms of legality. In the UK, it's considered a Class A. In the UK, people caught possessing it can face up to 7 years of prison. And there's a trial run by New York City-based firm Mind Medicine that is hoping to get MDMA FDA approval. FDA needs a second positive phase 3 trial, which is currently underway, to give the drug the green light. Scientists hope it could get approval as early as 2023. So PTSD sufferers are being told not to go and take illegal Molly. Again, you don't know what it's laced with. You don't know how safe it is. And they say when bought on the street, ecstasy can be mixed with other dangerous chemicals. So nobody's recommending that people just go and get that. But interestingly, a lot of people will treat themselves. You know, much of our medical knowledge is from people saying, look, this is what I use to sleep. This is what I've been using to control my blood pressure. I go, you haven't seen a doctor in a year. Your blood pressure was like this. What have you been doing? Did you lose weight? No. I haven't smoked a pot, or I've been doing this, or I've been doing that. So we you know, these anecdotal cases then spawn some research. Now, when they find, wait a second, it's not going to help anybody, everybody, or there could be risks, then it might debunk. But people with PTSD, they have flashbacks, nightmares, certain sounds or smells could trigger them. And some of them have found that when they were taking MDMA, it dampened the response. And that's why when they study it, they look to see if it can affect their anxiety, their depression, their insomnia, substance abuse, eating disorders. You know, they say people with PTSD have substance abuse. Is it really abuse, or are they trying to medicate themselves? You know, one of the reasons why we found Zyban is a version of Wellbutrin, the antidepressant. And I believe what happened was in a psychiatric ward, the patients who were taking Wellbutrin seemed to ask for cigarettes less than other people. And they were like, that's interesting. You don't smoke anymore now? I don't have the craving. And then when they looked at the new medications that were added, bupropion was one of them. And they were like, wait a second, there might be something here. These medicines may stop craving. They did a study, and they made Zyban. So that's really a shortened version of it. But, you know, so many times you have people that will say, look, you know, this is what we're noticing. So somebody who unfortunately suffers from PTSD, like our soldiers coming back, who were in combat or saw people that they loved blown to pieces or them losing a leg, you know, or you know, barely making it out of there with their lives. They say 3% of people will have PTSD at some point in life. People who are raped, people in an accident. So sometimes these medications might help break up these vicious cycles of memories that they just can't seem to shed. You know, ketamine is a club drug tranquilizer. I'm not a fan of these medicines by any means being used illegally, but it's something that they're studying. Psilocybin as well, magic mushrooms, they're looking at that as well, LSD. So it'll be interesting. 1-877-NOT-BELLY, don't go away.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with.
and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.